story that was trending this morning about Aisling O'Loughlin from Expose, all about, well, I think one of the most boring actresses there is out there, Miss Anne Hathaway. I saw a great meme about her recently, and I'm not bitching or anything, right? Because I love me Elf films, but Anne Hathaway to me is just it's a Marmite thing. But this meme said, if Anne Hathaway was a day of a week, she'd be a Monday. And I completely howled with laughter because I completely agree. Well, apparently, Aisling O'Loughlin from Expose was over interviewing Anne Hathaway for the brand new movie, The Intern, also co-starring Mr. Robert De Niro. And when Anne shook Aisling's hand, apparently she asked one of her people beside her to, can I have some hand sanitizer, please? Oh my God. Now, we were kind of talking to Aisling O'Loughlin a little bit earlier on, and she said, you know what, it's probably just a cultural difference. So we're making a bigger deal of it than it actually is. But it got us thinking today in 2FM about those cringy, awkward, awful facepalm moments with famous people. And one guy who I think probably has loads of them because the amount of celebrities that he interviews, it's colossal. Hello, Stephen Byrne.
How's it going? We have actually a friend who we call Monday.
Yeah. A friend who calls Monday. They boring? And the least favourite day of the week. And they're the least favourite friend.
Cool. They're fine. They understand.
Stephen, now, when you heard this story about Anne Hathaway,
yes.
Now, you know, Aisling O'Loughlin says, you know what, it probably just is a cultural difference. Mm. And I completely understand that. But I've interviewed Anne Hathaway before as well. And the words that came to mind when I walked out of that interview, which was just all 6 minutes of it, was like, smug.
Oh.
Smug.
I don't know, because I interviewed her on Sunday as well,
yes.
Actually. So
Did you shake hands? Did you need a hand sanitizer?
I didn't shake hands with her, actually. I didn't. I have just thought about that now. But at the same time, I went in there thinking she was going to be an absolute cow, and I was like, oh.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, kind of pleasantly surprised. Like, she gave us stuff. So I was really happy with it. Because I'd never really liked her before. The reason why I don't like her is because my dad is obsessed with the movie Les Mis.
You were telling me this. How often does he watch
it? Oh, twice a week. Like, he will watch Les Mis twice a week, and I will walk in on him watching it, and I'm like, Dad, where are you? And he would literally change the channel and be like, I'm not watching it, as if he's watching some like dirty video or something like that.
But
maybe he is, I don't know.
Oh God, we're sorry, Mr. Byrne, we're sorry.
He's pretending it's Les Mis.
Can I ask you a question before we go on? Because I know that you have interviewed so many celebs yourself, so that there has to be a few that are just aren't bothered to be there, right? And they're awkward ones.
But see, there's a weird in-between bit with that, because you're kind of like, oh yeah, I get it, they've done 100 of these interviews in a day, but at the same time then you're like, yeah, but you're getting paid 10 million for it.
Yeah.
Stop.
Smile
a little bit.
And I do understand that. With Anne Hathaway, I think it was when she won her Oscar, I just was like, stop acting. You're still acting, Anne.
Yeah,
this
I get that.
She was, it came true. Shut up. So,
she's
celebrities you've interviewed.
Yeah.
Any awkward moments yourself where you're just
tons.
Going, oh God, I just want this to end, and the joys of editing so it doesn't sound like such a terrible interview.
Yeah, been a couple. I'll mention Little Mix were one, because were interviewing them, and she, Perry had just got engaged to Zayn. Obviously, they're not getting married anymore, but we mentioned the engagement, we mentioned the ring, and the second we did, she covered her hand, turned away, and did not look us in the eye for the rest of the interview.
Oh, no.
We were just like, oh my God, everybody hates us. This is so bad. But we've interviewed them since, and they were very nice, so they've obviously forgotten about us, but still.
And what do you do in those moments where you are looking at somebody, kind of going, do you say, here, listen, Perry, just turn around.
Oh no, I kept going. Like, that's the awful thing. Like, I just couldn't tell. Maybe like Blonde in my coat around too cheap. She completely knew. Like, she was like, okay, we stop here. And I was like, I'm just gonna keep asking questions. I was like, oh God, no, we should have just stopped it there. Another one would have been when the Avengers came out earlier on in the year. I interviewed Scarlett Johansson and Mark Ruffalo, sat down with them, didn't realise I had a split between my legs. Like
You had a split.
My pants split the second I sat down.
The split in your pants. I may have this clip here. Let's take a listen to this. Stephen, a split in his pants with Mark Ruffalo.
Just split about 2 minutes ago.
Dude, you're not wearing underwear.
They got the cameras up there.
Oh my God.
You should be also looking.
No way.
Yeah, it was like.
Let's take a look.
What's
her pants 20s? I thought these were stretchy enough.
What do you do about that?
You just need really, really stretchy pants.
Really elastic.
You need to put some man spanks on underneath.
Man spanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, some Manx.
Yeah.
And wearing underwear is probably a good thing as well. That's probably it.
Yeah, it's always.
No, he probably doesn't wear underwear.
No.
Just the
I love that. I love the fact that you split your pants in front of Scarlett Johansson and Mark Ruffalo,
who splits his pants all over the screens with the Hulk. So that's why I was like, this is actually so poetic, but at the same time, so embarrassing. Because for the whole interview, I had to literally just squeeze my legs together. And they were like, it's fine, open them, it's fine. We know you're like...
Well, that's actually a good moment, because you actually had something to talk about.
It was good. In terms of the bad stuff, Martin Clunes, do you know him?
Yes.
Men Behaving Badly.
Yeah.
I interviewed him, and like, it was going great up until about a minute into it, before I said, it was a Christmas movie, I think Nativity he did, about a year ago. And I think the movie came out in like August or something like that. So I was like, oh God. And
all set for Christmas.
I was like, seeing you and you're making me say the C word so early. He completely misinterpreted what I meant by that. And he thought I meant the other C word.
So did he just think that you were a messer?
He thought that I was calling him a... Exactly. And the interview went horrific for the entire thing. I was like, oh my God, what is going wrong here? What did I do? What did I say? And after I was like, Martin, what actually happened there? Because
say?
I was like, it just like, it was going great. And then he was like, well, it kind of stopped when you called me. And I was like, oh my God, no, that's not what happened.
Did he laugh about it then?
No.
Oh God. Oh, Martin Clunes, get a life. Come on.
Exactly.
There's actually so many interviews when you think about it that I've been watching at home on television when you kind of go, oh, the ground's swallowing me up right now. I thank God I'm not Michael Parkinson. Have a listen to this. Remember this one with Meg Ryan? This is cringe.
Now that you're wary of journalists, I mean, does it give you an insight into what they're after?
Now that I'm wary of them.
Yes, you are wary of journalists. You're wary of me. You're wary of the interview. You don't like being interviewed. You can see it in the way that you sit and the way you are. Thus, you don't
True.
Like, don't you? So therefore, well, I mean, it's a perfectly easy question, a decent question to ask you about being a journalist. I mean, in other words, if you were me, what would you do now?
Well, just wrap it up.
Yeah. Oh, I remember watching it on TV, just being like, oh my God, no!
That is the case. So many of them don't like it. And I kind of understand maybe if they're, I don't know, socially awkward or something like that. Like Robert De Niro, obviously with The Intern as well. We went over there, we were hoping to get him on the red carpet, but we didn't. And he was even doing the interviews with Edith Bowman, who does she presents the red carpets and stuff. And literally, one word answers like to everything.
He's notorious for that though, isn't he?
He is. I mean, but at the same time, I don't know, maybe it was because of the last day of the press tour or something like that. But at the same time, it's like, come on.
I know,
and I really enjoyed
something.
The movie. I was kind of like, I enjoyed it, so I was like, oh, I can't wait to talk to them. But I think it's just some of them just kind of don't like it anymore. And at his age, maybe, you know, he's 75.
He's probably just knackered, but at the end of the day, a smile sometimes is all you need, because you're going over there with all your questions prepped. I just kind of feel, for those 9 minutes, just give us a little bit. Producer Amanda, now, she has got a story about David Duchovny, which I do not want to hear, because I think it's going to show David Duchovny in a completely different light. And I love Hank Moody from Californication.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hear a bad word said about Mr. Hank Moody and David Duchovny, but maybe we'll have to entice her in, because you intrigued.
I met him in February.
And how was he nice to you?
I really liked him.
Oh, well then, Amanda, see? What about this interview, though, with Quentin Tarantino on Channel 4 News? Now, I don't know why Channel 4 News were going in with this interview, because this was for, I think it was...
This was for Django, was it?
Django
Unchained.
This is for Django.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Quentin Tarantino getting really, really angry. You don't upset El Quentin.
But why are you so sure that there's no link between enjoying movie violence and enjoying real violence?
I'm going to tell you why I'm so sure. Don't ask me a question like that. I'm not biting. I refuse your question.
Why?
Because I refuse your question. I'm not your slave and you're not my master. You can't make me dance to your tune. I'm not a monkey.
I can't make you answer anything. I'm asking you interesting questions.
And I'm saying I refuse.
Okay. Well, no, I was just asking you why. That's fine. But you see, Jamie Foxx has said, we can't turn our back and say that violence in films
well,
or anything
you should talk
that
to
we
Jamie
do
Fox
doesn't
you,
have a
then you should talk to Jamie Foxx about that. And I think he's actually here, so you can.
I would not like to get on the bad side of Quentin Tarantino.
Definitely not. That actually gave a great quote at the end. He's like, I'm shutting your butt down. I'm shutting your butt down.
Good impression there. They're brilliant examples of those. So any other people with you? Or you
with
know?
Me? Oh, God, I had a list there. It was one which was just more awkward on my part. I'd done a audition for something and I had gotten to the final 10 and I found out literally, I think about 30 seconds before I went into an interview with Keira Knightley, and I say it was first, I did Star Wars auditions basically, and I got to like the final rounds and all this sort of random stuff, and I literally found out in an email 30 seconds before I sat down with her, and like I cried in the interview.
What?
I think she thought that she'd offended me or something.
What did she say to you? Did she come and give you a hug? What happened?
No, she was just really awkward about it. She's, I absolutely adore her. Like, I actually think she's amazing. And I kind of always thought she was in that Anne Hathaway category before I did meet her. And then I was like, she is incredible. She looks amazing. She gets a lot of stick sometimes, even about the way she looks. I was like, no, she's beautiful.
Same.
Inside and out.
Good. She was December.
Yeah, I cried during the interview because I'd just gotten through this round and I was like...
Get it together, Stephen Byrne.
I know.
For
I should need to be more
sake.
Professional. I need
Come
to be more
on.
Professional about it.
Okay, Stephen, thank you so much for coming in and sharing all these mishaps with a few celebs. If there's any other interview out there that you've kind of thought of yourself, so you're watching television and you're face palming kind of going, let this end, text us in with your suggestions, 51552. And I will get Amanda to come in and tell the David Duchovny story, even though I don't believe her. He can do no wrong in my eyes. Here, right now. Here's Amanda Fennelly. Hi, Amanda. Don't be telling me bad tales about David Duchovny. I will not hear it.
Well, no, in fairness, right, I'll explain. I was going over to do an interview with David Duchovny. I was meant to have, I think, about 6, 7, 8 minutes with him or whatever, as these things usually happen. Stephen Byrne would have told you. We flew over, our flight got delayed, and myself and another Irish journalist were told, well, we're sorry, but we could fit you in maybe 3 minutes each with them. So we said, yeah, okay, look, better to go home with something. Mm-hmm. So I went in to do my interview, 3 minutes, and I was thinking, how the hell, like, that'll be one question by the time he's finished answering it, you know? And so I asked lovely
three
David.
Minutes. You won't get anything.
Yeah,
in 3 minutes.
Think you'll get nothing in 3 minutes. I asked him a question, answers were all monosyllabic, literally just, yeah, no, that was great. Yeah, I enjoy that.
Not
yeah.
my David.
You know, and I was so upset because I am a massive X-Files fan. Like, I uber X-Files fan. I love it. Love the series. And I was so devastated because I was really excited about meeting him and interviewing him. And he also came across, I was like, is he drunk? Is he stoned? Is he just not interested? What the hell? Like, it wasn't just that he was answering one word. He just looked like he didn't want to be there. He didn't look happy.
Dazed
it would be a good word for it.
So you're telling me that in a 3 minute interview, you couldn't get a full sentence out of him. 3 minutes is nothing.
I ended up coming back because I was working with Ricochet and we played the interview as it was. Normally you would edit these things because little things are happening and, you know, and you cut it down and you fill it in for a little part, you know, a little package. Instead, I just played it as it was. We didn't say anything, just said, listen to this. And people were like, oh my God, that's awful. Oh my God, you poor thing. Oh, I thought David Duchovny had a better personality than that. But as it turned out, a few days later, we discovered that his marriage had fallen apart.
Okay.
And so I think that might be something to do with it. And now that Stephen has said that he interviewed him only recently and he was lovely, makes me think he was just having a bad day.
Well, that's allowed. And I'm so glad that you've told me that story, Amanda.
And
I can watch
glad.
The X-Files now in California, Kate, I kind of go, and he was rude to my friend Amanda.
I'm glad that Stephen Byrne has redeemed him for me.
So am I. Amanda, thanks for coming in. Coming up the next day, we're going to talk to Louise.